Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Well, hello there, my beautiful angels. How is everyone feeling today? Welcome to Quality Queen Control. This is episode number 2, guys. And if you are keeping up with me and you guys saw my last YouTube video where I was talking about how to find your purpose and how to be your most authentic self. And in that video, I go over my top tips on how to achieve that. And so, as promised, I wanted to dig deeper into that subject here on Quality Queen Control. So, just to start off with, I think this is such a sensitive time because we are all in quarantine here and we're thinking of so many different things. And the number one thing that I feel like people need help with right now or some clarity with is just figuring themselves out. So I felt extra led to talk about this subject, and this is why I want to incorporate more discussions like this, you know, on YouTube and, you know, both on my podcast as well. And luckily the feedback has been so amazing. So thank you guys so much for that. So let's dive right on into this. When you truly want change, you're going to be looking for yourself, not necessarily at yourself. And the reason why is because you want revelation and not reassurance. And even though I've said this in my video as well, the reason why this is so important is because we want to be able to figure out why. Why am I doing this? What is my reason? What am I looking for? You want to have that deep introspection. And yes, your main job is to be good at being yourself. And a lot of the times we do tend to emulate people that we admire, but you have to be careful because there's a thin line between inspiration and impersonation. So you have to figure out who are you. And you see, a lot of us go through life creating this persona that we feel needs to be accepted or that we feel is accepted. And because we do that, we don't even know who we are anymore. And this is why when people say simple things like, just be yourself, just be yourself. How can you do that if you don't even know who you are? And one of the things that I love that I said in my video as well is that kids are so authentic because they don't know how to mask their individuality. Because at the end of the day, masking your individuality is a learned behavior based on social exclusion or rejection or just different societal pressures in general. it's going to have a deep effect on how you feel like you should behave in life. And based on the research that I've done about societal archetypes and even the psychosexual stages of development, you know, it's suggested that your personality is mostly established by the time you are 5 to 8 years old. So whatever you experience is going to play a large role in your personality development and continue to influence your behaviors later in life. And the reason why 5 to 8 years old is a significant age is because that is also known as the birth of consciousness. So each stage of development is marked by, you know, different conflicts that can help build, grow, or stifle your development, depending on what the resolution was. And in that, fixations occur. So that means if certain issues are unresolved at the appropriate age, this will result in what I've said before in previous videos, leaving you stuck or frozen at the age you experience the negative event. So in life, there's going to be three things that we sort of go through, and there are names for this. I just don't even necessarily remember what they are particularly called, but I do know that we tend to think of what people think of us, we think about what we think about ourselves, and we also think about what we would like everyone to think about ourselves. And those three factors greatly influence how we behave in our lives. So the more conscious that you become as you developed, you become less skilled at being yourself. Think about why. That's because, well, maybe when you were younger and you wanted to draw, and maybe as you were in school, that wasn't the popular thing to do. You quickly realized, it feels like I'm being excluded from this social group because my passion is drawing, and it seems like the popular girls or the girls that I want to be friends with are more into playing with Barbies. So little things like that start to clue you in on, okay, what I wanted to do doesn't really seem like something that I can do to be included in a group that I want to be a part of, so I need to mask this natural part of myself so that I can fit into the group that I want to be a part of. Because as human beings, we want and we need social inclusion. Nobody genuinely wants to grow up to be, you know, a reject of society. No one likes to feel excluded because, I mean, that just breeds a whole plethora of issues within itself. So because when we are kids, and also when we are much, much older, we tend to be more authentic. As we develop, like I said, based on that example, we have to adapt, experiment, figure things out. And that is why we struggle with finding ourselves and being authentic to ourselves. Think about a time in your life where you really wanted to do something and you felt like that idea was shut down. Maybe it was by someone that you admired. Maybe it was by a parent or guardian. Think about that. And you naturally wanted to mask that interest, that passion, that behavior, because you didn't feel like you would be accepted as who you truly are if you didn't mask it. When you figure out how to be your authentic self, your identity isn't developed by different pieces of personalities that you may have picked up that you feel like suits you best. Because there comes a time where we all hit a fork in the road, and it happens through a series of events that will greatly impact our lives, depending on what the decision was. Something will happen that will influence you to reflect. This is a part of growing pains, Angel. This is all a part of it. There comes a time where everyone hits a fork in the road. As human beings, we are conditioned to want to do what makes us comfortable. At the end of the day, we are all striving to, you know, live our best lives. We just have to figure out how to do that in our own respective paths. But certain events happen that break us, that shake us, that confuse us. Tragedies occur. Things that just happen and we feel like we have no answer. And it's like, why is this happening to me? What did I do? I'm a good person. I'm this, I'm that. And that is because life is forcing you to make a decision. Are you going to fold or are you going to grow through this experience? I don't care how many times you fall, get back up. It happens to everyone. It happens to all of us. And I actually believe that our purpose is so tailored to our own personal lives. And that is why it is not an easy pursuit. What is required of yourself to be that person, to understand that person, to appreciate that person, and accept that person will require a series of tests. Will you pass? What are you going to do? Are you going to pass? Are you going to keep giving up every single time life tests you? Every single time life knocks you down, are you going to stay on the ground? Are you going to get up and start complaining again? Or are you going to reroute, recalculate, get back up? Whatever you decide to do, they will come in the form of mistakes, disappointment, rejection, loss of control, and surrenderance. And they will break you, because when you break, you can make something new. And that is what we need. Otherwise, we will just skate through life and never find our core sense of self. You're already different. You just have to figure out how you are different. And let me tell you, when you are constantly knocked down and badgered by different things, our ego and our pride wants to defend us. And so our entire lives are basically about building a stable relationship with our egos. And even though, like I said in my video, it is important to have an ego, the challenge is how to dial it down so that it works with you and not against you. Your ego is going to say, oh, he did that to you? Okay, well then get with his friend. Instead of, you know what? I'm not going to perpetuate more of this victim mentality. And what do hurt people do? They hurt people. I'm no longer going to do this. I'm going to make sure that instead of becoming a serial monogamous, that I'm going to take this time to really figure me out. I'm telling you this, if you're listening to this right now, this is your sign. This is it. Do not let this time pass you by. Do not let this quarantine go by, this gift of time that we were given, and waste it away by dwelling on negative situations, dwelling on things that you cannot change. It is time to move forward, to accept it as it is, and build something new. You are going to be made new. In this brokenness that you may be experiencing, that you may be feeling, this hurt that just shakes you, you are growing. You will get through this. You are not alone in the challenges that you endure, and they are tailored to us for a reason. There will be things that we may never be able to understand, and it is for a reason. You cannot give up every time life tests you. You can't just give up. And there's a quote that I love, and I don't even remember who said it, but it says that the most common way people give up their power is by thinking that they don't have any. How many times do we just relinquish everything to a certain individual, to that relationship, to that friendship, because we don't think that we have any other option? We can't see that this is just a test. We feel like we are powerless in a certain situation, so we have to tolerate certain circumstances because we don't foresee it getting better. Let me tell you something. This brings me back to even my first episode. You have to trust yourself. You have to know that you know that you know that you are making the right decision for you. If right now you were at a fork in the road, you know what it is that you really want to do. And we may not always know how we are going to be able to execute the things that our heart desires, but we all truly know. Don't get caught up in trying to do what works or what we think works, as opposed to doing what we should be doing for ourselves. And it's hard to learn to trust that inner voice when we have been blocking it out all of our lives. We betrayed our own trust, and now we don't know whether or not to believe what it is that we were thinking. What would life feel like if you said what it was that you wanted to say in certain situations that didn't serve you? What would life be like if you tuned into your intuition instead of betraying yourself and believing what someone else speaks over you as opposed to what you feel about yourself? And you have to understand that authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we are and who we're supposed to be, and embrace who we actually are. This is a quote that I read by someone named Brené Brown, and I absolutely love it. Authenticity, let it go. You're never going to be perfect. We all want to be perfect. We are never going to be perfect beings. And perfectionism is the enemy of action. Yes, it is. It's the enemy of action, because what perfection tends to lead to is doubt, procrastination. It has cousins. And you will never get anywhere constantly berating yourself, trying to do what? Cultivate positive changes and outcomes from negative thoughts. It is not going to happen like that. It will not work like that. It will be very hard to distinguish and differentiate that positive thing from the negative thoughts that you thought while doing them. For instance, if you want to start working out, you are not going to associate exercise as something that's good for you. I'm doing this because it feels good for my body. I'm doing this because it's good for my body. No. If you're going to tell yourself, I'm going to work out because I'm so fat, I'm disgusting, I'm out of shape, all these things, you don't want to ever work out because you view it as a punishment. In trusting yourself, in being authentic to yourself, in finding your purpose, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And I promise you, it is uncomfortable, but that's where the growth begins. Set boundaries for yourself. Yes, I've had to do these things myself. Instead of being a yes man and saying yes to every single party, you do not have time to be partying every weekend. You have different dreams. You have goals for yourself that you want to accomplish by a certain age. Let's get the ball rolling. Your friends want to hit you up to go out every single weekend. You have FOMO, fear of missing out. Okay, I'll go, for X amount of time. Then they beg you to stay. Oh my God, you're leaving already? Oh my God, no, stay. You didn't even want to be out. Now you're telling yourself in your head, I'm already out, so I might as well stay. Boom, that's another day wasted that you didn't go work on your passion project that you wanted to work on because, you decided to go out. The next thing you know, your dreams are constantly getting put on the back burner and you are resentful. The air around yourself, your energy is resentful. Why? Because you are betraying yourself. And that is not something that we can easily get over. How are we ever going to elevate, reach new levels, find our purpose if we keep betraying ourselves? We have no boundaries when it comes to ourselves. But we want all the respect in the world from everybody else. Make it make sense. If you don't feel comfortable sharing your truth with people that you call your friends, you need to think again. If you were lying to yourself and telling yourself that you have no one to trust, but maybe you actually can, that is something you need to figure out. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? What would you say to that person? In order to be solid in yourself and to find your purpose, angels, you have to learn to be in alignment with what you feel and what you need. You have to make responsible choices. You have to trust your intuition. You have to do things that feed your soul, that reflects your deepest needs, wishes, and your values. You have to have boundaries so that you are not putting up with abuse of any kind. Be okay with not being liked or accepted for every decision you make, and it will shock you. The people that may be unaccepting of how you are, it will shock you. It will come from your parents. It will come from your friends. It will come. Are you going to throw it all away just for acceptance, or are you willing to trust and stand on your own if you have to? Like, I know this is where I'm supposed to be, right here, right now. I know where it is that I'm destined to go. I'm going to go there. What are you willing to sacrifice in service of yourself reaching your highest potential? None of us want to ever walk through life feeling like we have a mask on, because I promise you, it'll all catch up to you. People that are not their most authentic selves, you can steal people's formulas, their recipes, whatever you want to do, you will continue to feel unfulfilled, because we all have this burning desire inside all of us that genuinely is desperately waiting to be tapped into. We all want the ability to be able to express ourselves and be genuinely loved for who we are. To be able to even be yourself and truly feel accepted is an inexplicable feeling, to genuinely live in your truth, because let me tell you, resentment will eat you alive, especially when it comes to resenting yourself. You don't ever want to go through your life thinking, what if, why didn't I do this sooner? Why couldn't I just make that decision and do what it is that I wanted to do in that moment? Why couldn't I just do it? Why do I have such a hard time accepting other people? Is it because I can't accept myself? Is it because I don't know myself? Is it because I'm unwilling to discard this false sense of self that I have created? Yes, in life we go through different situations that may cause us to want to mask our identities, but it is up to us to heal our wounds. The unfortunate events that we have encountered in general, the social exclusion, the rejection, all these different things, it is our job to heal it. It is your job. Surrender to the process, Angel. Understand that we can't continue to seek external validation from people, because if you are constantly going to look for the praises of others, that will be your downfall. I want you to look deep within yourself and connect with your heart and your mind. You absolutely have to focus on yourself first. Being your most authentic self, finding your purpose, is going to require solitude. And guess what? You were gifted it right now. We all were. What are you going to do in this time? Think of everything you've endured in your life as a lesson. It is a lesson, or it is a blessing. And I promise you that you will be able to connect with your purpose this way. It's going to take vulnerability, honesty, trusting, having boundaries, all of these things. So, angels, I really hope that this podcast episode has resonated with you. Be sure to head over to my channel for my top tips, also on how to be authentic and how to find your purpose. And with that being said, my beautiful angels, that wraps up this second episode of Quality Queen Control. And I hope you angels have enjoyed it. And I will see you guys in my next one.
Mwah. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.